One of the most powerful figures in the U.S. economy gets a grilling on Capitol Hill. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. Fed Chair Jay Powell delivers a report twice a year to Congress and then answers lawmakers' questions. He's going before a Senate committee today. Yesterday was the House's turn. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me now live from Washington. Nancy, what was Powell asked about yesterday?
Well, he testified before the House Financial Services Committee. He was asked several times why wages aren't rising faster, considering the very low unemployment rate. Powell was asked if the Fed had studied how a $15 an hour minimum wage would affect the economy. He said it had not. But he also said wages are increasing the most among the lowest paid workers.
And Powell also got some questions about digital currencies.
He did. One member of the committee questioned Powell very closely about China's plans to issue a state-run cryptocurrency. Powell said the Fed has not decided to do that. He says there are privacy issues here that don't apply to China.
For example, the idea of having a ledger where you know everybody's payments, that's not something that would be, you know, particularly attractive in the United States context. It's not a problem in China.
But Sabri, Powell did say that every major central bank, including the Fed, is taking a deep look at cryptocurrencies.
Other central banks are taking on climate change, global warming. What did Powell have to say about that?
He said the Fed hasn't decided yet whether to join the Network for Greening the Financial System. And that's a group of central banks that's studying the threat global warming poses to their economies.
All right. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thank you so much. Sirius XM Satellite Radio is investing $75 million in SoundCloud. SoundCloud is a music streaming platform. Artists and DJs share their music there, and it's known for kickstarting up-and-coming artists like Billie Eilish. But it is much smaller than competitors like Spotify and Apple. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab takes a look at what SoundCloud has to offer.
Before mainstream listeners knew this Billie Eilish, SoundCloud users knew this Billie Eilish. She went viral on SoundCloud 5 years ago. The platform wants to be the place for independent artists because it'll make it the place for young music lovers. Russ Krupnik at Music Watch says half of SoundCloud users are Gen Z.
They're tuned into music. You know, they're very familiar with emerging artists. They're super interested in things like music discovery.
And that means money, but not from subscriptions. George Howard teaches management at Berklee College of Music. He says even the giants don't make money that way.
Spotify's revenue via subscriptions is 9% of their total revenue. So everybody is betting on ad sales sort of being the savior.
Howard says most platforms are refocusing on ads because between Netflix and Amazon Prime and Disney Plus, consumers are feeling oversubscribed. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
Let's take a look at the numbers this morning. The Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are up in the 4 to 5/10% range, with the Dow future up 134 points. A healthy city needs teachers, service workers, first responders. But many cities that need these workers are also too expensive for them to live in. Housing costs are too high. Well, one company has turned that into a business opportunity. A startup called Landed is offering teachers help with a down payment in exchange for some equity in their home. Marketplace's Amy Scott checked it out.
Vincent Lopez and his wife are both public school teachers in Menlo Park, California, near San Francisco, where home ownership can feel like an impossible dream. They've each been teaching at least a dozen years and make good salaries, more than $200,000 combined. But
here in the Bay Area, your average three-bed, two-bath house is easily $1 million. You know, like $1 million is the starting point.
They managed to save up about $100,000, half what they'd need for the standard 20% down payment. That's where Landed came in. The company matched their savings, and last year, the Lopezes bought a modest house just 15 minutes from their school.
We could have probably bought a home without Landed, far, far away from where we work, but that just, it wasn't something that we were willing to compromise on.
Landed has helped more than 300 teachers buy homes so far. When the Lopezes sell their house or want out of the partnership, they'll need to pay back the $100,000 plus 25% of any appreciation. Or, co-founder Alex Lofton says,
if the home's value goes down, Landed will share in 25% of that loss.
Meaning the Lopezes would deduct a quarter of the loss from what they owe Landed. So far, the program is also offered in Denver, Honolulu, San Diego, Seattle, and recently Washington, D.C., all markets where prices are expected to keep rising. D.C. Deputy Mayor John Falcicchio says if teachers live closer to work,
they're then more available for parent-teacher conferences, to work after school, to be there when school starts.
But is it worth giving up so much equity? Lori Goodman with the Urban Institute says most teachers would be better off with a government-backed loan that requires a much smaller down payment. Thing is, the maximum FHA loan is about $765,000, not enough for expensive markets like Menlo Park. In those places, she says,
retaining 75% of the wealth you built through your home equity is a hell of a lot better than retaining 0%.
For Vincent Lopez, it was either jump now and give up some equity or spend another 6 years saving.
And guess what? We need to now save an extra $150,000 because home values are 20% more 6 years from now. We were worried about always chasing this moving target.
Now he can worry about things like the stomp rockets he's about to build with his third graders out of 2-liter soda bottles. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.